Time now for our monthly catch-up with RNIB's campaigns team. Libby Rhodes is with us to update us on the latest campaigns, how things are going and how you can get involved and help change and improve the lives of people who are blind or partially sighted. Libby, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we've got a few topics to work through today, Libby, and we're going to start off with some transport news. This is all around buses.
Yes, that's right. So on the 28th of March, Arriva joined First Bus, Stagecoach, Go Ahead and National Express West Midlands in signing up to our bus charter. So the charter essentially sets out a list of commitments for bus operators to commit to make sure their services are accessible to people with sight loss. Arriva signing up to the charter means that we've secured commitment from the country's largest bus operators, known within the industry as the Big Five. And with their commitment and that of the regional operators who've also signed up, we reckon around 80% of buses in the UK are operating under the charter, which is obviously fantastic news. And this is something that we couldn't have achieved without the support of our campaign supporters, who over the last 5 years have attended over 50 Swap With Me events, going from Plymouth to Edinburgh. They've contributed to research and reports, they've mystery shopped local services, they've written to their operators, they've shared their experiences with government ministers, they've travelled thousands of miles collectively. And so we're just absolutely thrilled and obviously really, really grateful for everyone who got involved. So going forward, there's still more to do. But right now, we'd like to thank all listeners for getting behind the campaign and ask that we all report both positive and negative feedback to bus operators. It's our charter. We've made a difference and we can make sure that this brilliant success is built upon in the future.
It is a fantastic charter and it has gone a long way, Libby. We've covered the Swap With Me campaigns and it's where the kind of bus operators invite blind and partially sighted people along and they swap places with the driver, although not driving the bus, of course, but it gives the drivers an idea of what it's like if you're someone who says completely blind. You know, how do you flag down a bus? How do you get on and show your pass and find a seat? But crucially, I think it also gives people with sight loss the chance to find out, you know, the driver's responsibilities and the difficulties they face as well. So, you know, really highlighting that and making a vast improvement to people being able to travel independently.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. Swap With Me events have been really, really successful in that they open people's eyes about both aspects, really, of travelling by bus. Not only, obviously, as you said, do bus drivers understand the difficulties that blind and partially sighted people may face getting on a bus and everything else, but also in terms of blind and partially sighted people themselves, having a chance to sit in the bus driver's cab and understanding, you know, the barriers in terms of the assault screen and how loud the engine might be. And that's a really great series of events.
Okay, let's move on. Now we're heading off of public transport, but we're off to the gym. This is a great one.
Yeah, so we've got great news as part of our Access to Gyms campaign, which is that soon all personal trainers and fitness staff will have to learn about supporting people with sight loss to get fit as part of their roles. So this follows a meeting probably about last month now between our East Midlands Regional Campaigns Officer, Claire Lawrence, as well as a group of her volunteers, a personal trainer, and the organisations responsible for fitness in the UK and for training staff in the fitness industry. So during the meeting, Claire and her volunteers, including Dan, who's the creator of the visual awareness and fitness course in question, demonstrated the benefits of the course to those organisations. And as a result, they've decided to accredit the visual awareness and fitness course. This is a fantastic achievement in the campaign to make getting fit accessible to blind and partially sighted people. The campaign is being led by Claire, who's a trained gym instructor herself, as well as being one of our regional campaigns officers. And working with organisations and gyms throughout the UK, she hopes to improve staff awareness of visual impairment, highlight the importance of accessible equipment, and also help visually impaired people overcome their fears about joining a gym and where they'd like to get fit.
You know, it's something I would love to do is not just walk into a gym, I do that, but to actually go into a gym, he says, sitting in the chair, and I don't have to explain everything to the staff. They'll know okay, you're blind, so here's how we're going to show you around the gym. Here's how we'll teach you how to use the equipment and so on. Because half of the barriers for when I was looking at gyms was, do I really want to have to keep explaining things to people? Are they going to be totally thrown by this? And again, when it comes to visual impairment, you know, a gym doesn't have to spend thousands and thousands of pounds. It's really just staff training and learning and knowing what to do.
Well, exactly. I mean, as we found with so many of our campaigns, it's just a case of better educating people into how they can just do a little bit more to support blind and partially sighted people and just make life easier. I mean, getting fit shouldn't be a difficult task, and so hopefully this will go a long way in breaking down those barriers.
Great stuff. Okay, we've got one more to look at here, Libby. This is Ask and Tell.
Yes, so in today's increasingly busy NHS, we've obviously found that it's more important than ever that patients have the confidence and knowledge to speak up for themselves. This is otherwise known as self-advocating. So that's why we've launched the self-advocacy initiative, Ask and Tell. This has been launched in partnership with Macular Society, the International Glaucoma Association, and the Royal College of Ophthalmologists. So Ask and Tell essentially encourages patients to ask their eye doctor when they should next be seen, then tell their eye department if an appointment is delayed beyond the recommended time frame. And it also aims to free up eye clinic capacity by reminding patients not to miss their scheduled appointments. So we're currently piloting Ask and Tell in several eye clinics across England, and those are Salisbury Eye Clinic, Royal Blackburn Hospital, Manchester Royal Eye Hospital, Exeter West of England Eye Unit, Swindon Great Western Eye Clinic, and we are also launching it at the Moorfield Mile End site on the 11th of April. So during the 6 months pilot, patients can also access a range of Ask and Tell resources and information on our website and in the eye clinic to support them in looking after their sight. The initiative obviously aims to empower patients to secure timely diagnosis and effective treatment, ultimately helping to reduce avoidable sight loss. So if any listeners use the eye clinics currently piloting Ask and Tell and want to find more, please visit rnib.org.uk/askandtell.
Great stuff. So quite a few to talk about there, Libby, and some great successes again with the buses, the five big operators coming on board. And in the meantime, though, if people would like to find out more information about any of the campaigns, even that there may be ones we haven't spoken about at the moment, or perhaps they have something they would like the campaigns to look into, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, so obviously we're keen to hear from anyone who's interested in any of the issues I've just spoken about, but we go far beyond those issues. So if you would like to speak to us about anything, please just give us a call on 0207 391 2123 or drop us an email at campaigns@rnib.org.uk.
Libby Rhodes, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.